Vehicle recalls are regularly in the news, warning of inadvertent airbag deployments, faulty door latches, even risks of fire, not to mention the ongoing Takata airbag recall that dwarfs all others. But the steady stream of recalls hides the fact that about 30% of recalled vehicles remain unrepaired on America's roads. Can there be better communication or participation? Here's Eric Lawrence, staff writer at the Detroit Free Press. Eric, how many recalls are there, by the way?
It's about 53 million vehicles in 2016. That's a record year. And you can see through the statistics that that number has been increasing every year for the last 6 years or so. Right now, they say about 30% of recall vehicles remain unfixed on the roads. Wow. So it's a pretty substantial issue.
Why is the number increasing? Are we more particular about what we demand to have fixed? Like, is there a higher sensitivity these days? Because it seems to me like the cars are better and lasting longer on the road.
There's some who say that. Maybe it was more aggressive looking for issues since big problems develop, like with the GM ignition switch.
Yeah.
Automakers are certainly aware of liability issues, so I think there's an awareness of that. We'll see what happens going forward.
Why is it that so many folks don't bother to tackle a recall at all, if not right away?
It has to do with simple notification, especially as a vehicle gets older, it changes hands more often, so automakers have a tougher time of tracking folks down. Also has to do with the severity, perceived severity of the recall, so something that might not seem as serious, like a light issue or something, might not catch somebody's attention, whereas if you're talking about the steering wheel potentially falling off, like in a recent recall announcement, that would probably get somebody's attention.
Wow. All right. So, and so as part of your story, you mentioned that the state of Maryland is the only one that has applied for this federal grant, I guess, in which they're going to try to tackle a different way of notifying people, like through their Department of Motor Vehicles.
Correct. Yeah, they applied for and received a grant through the Department of Transportation to send these notices out with registration paperwork. Seems a pretty good way of getting in touch with folks. It's no cost to owners to have the vehicles fixed, and the information is there, can go out. You know, it's interesting that Maryland was the only state to apply for this grant. It's a pilot project, you know, to kind of see how it goes. I think based on my conversation with the folks in Maryland, it seems like they'd be interested in seeing how that goes. Other states are not as interested. Michigan was one, looking at the fact that the spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office said that he thought it was more an issue of the automaker's responsibility, so they didn't have any initial interest in even pursuing something like this.
Wow. Is it a logistics problem, perhaps, too, for a government agency?
Yeah, you know, there's a spokesman for a group that represents the motor vehicle administrators, and he said that all these agencies are interested in safety. So he did seem to indicate that it might have something to do with all the other responsibilities these organizations have. So it's certainly possible.
Wow. We're speaking with Eric Lawrence, staff writer at the Detroit Free Press. His piece is called "Is Your Vehicle Under a Recall? Some Ideas for Getting the Word Out to Owners." Because it's not as simple as just having it done when you're getting your oil change, because not everybody obviously goes to the dealer for an oil change.
Correct. Yeah. And what's kind of interesting is one of the programs that one of the automakers, Fiat Chrysler, is involved in, Honda as well, was to pair up with one of the repair estimate companies to send out to alert the repair shop. If somebody brings their vehicle in and the vehicle's under recall, they can notify the person when they bring the vehicle in. That's a project that's getting underway. But otherwise, it's just, you know, essentially sending out notices to folks.
Do the manufacturers give up after a certain amount of time? Like after, I don't know, 5, 7, or 10 years, just stop mailing you notices?
That's a good question. I think that they go more on this option of trying to get the word out through these other programs, trying to remind people of the NHTSA website. You can go on and just check your VIN number and see if you have open recalls out there. There's always an opportunity to just go and check for yourself.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Lawrence, staff writer at the Detroit Free Press.
Thanks for listening, and for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.